Google's 270 billion crack, GPT 5.5, cyber, and the agent deployment wave. Good morning and welcome to Morning AI. It's Wednesday, June 24th, 2026. Today, the AI world is reckoning with a power shift at the top, a new offensive security model from OpenAI, and a clear signal that the enterprise AI pilot era is finally over. Let's start with the biggest story. Google's parent company, Alphabet, just suffered its worst single-day stock drop in over a year, wiping out roughly $270 billion in market value. Shares fell more than 6%. The trigger? Two departures. Noam Shazir, one of the most influential AI researchers alive and a co-inventor of the Transformer Attention Mechanism, left Google DeepMind for a rival firm. He was joined by Nobel laureate John Jumper, who won for his work on protein folding. These aren't just talent losses, they're a visible signal that Google DeepMind no longer holds top leaderboard positions and is releasing models slower than Anthropic and OpenAI. When the two people most associated with the architecture that powers modern AI walk out the door, the market takes notice. Next, OpenAI unveiled GPT 5.5 Cyber, a specialized model designed to detect and patch software vulnerabilities at scale. This is a significant departure from general-purpose AI development. OpenAI is explicitly positioning this model as an offensive and defensive security tool, built to scan code bases, identify exploitable weaknesses, and propose or apply fixes automatically. The cybersecurity market is enormous, and a purpose-built model in this space could reshape how enterprises handle vulnerability management. This one is worth watching closely. On the governance front, the Trump administration is reportedly pressing Meta to voluntarily submit its AI models for government security review. OpenAI and Anthropic have already agreed to similar arrangements. Meta's Llama models are open weight, which makes the review dynamic more complicated. You can't easily put a fence around code that's already downloadable. But the pattern is clear. Washington wants visibility into frontier models, and that pressure is now extending to every major lab. Shifting to enterprise deployment, the pilot era is officially over. At Customer Contact Week 2026 in Las Vegas, every major contact center vendor showed live AI agent deployments, not demos. Verint launched its Agent Factory platform to orchestrate human and AI workforces together. Snyk launched Evo, a security layer purpose-built for agentic development pipelines, governing what agents can access and what they're allowed to do. And at AWS Summit New York, the message from Amazon was equally clear. AI is moving from token consumption to real-world, high-stakes automation. Meanwhile, a new ECB research paper offers a sobering counterpoint. Intense AI adoption across Eurozone firms is still rare. The companies actually running AI deeply tend to be small, young, and in the service sector. Large incumbents are still watching from the sidelines. That gap between the early adopters and the laggards is a commercial opportunity hiding in plain sight. Two quick items rounding out today's briefing. Llama AI, an AI-native bank lending platform, has now raised over $20 million to cut loan processing time from weeks to minutes. Community and regional banks are the target, a market that's been slow to automate and has significant operational pain. And in India, Maharashtra became the latest major government to formalize an AI policy with a framework aimed at boosting industry, public services, and governance. This is part of a global wave of regional AI policy setting that will shape where AI investment flows over the next decade. Today's theme, if you had to name it, the AI power map is being redrawn in real time. Google is losing its dominant position in the talent war. OpenAI is expanding into security, the government is tightening oversight, and enterprises are finally shipping, not just experimenting. Here's your one business idea to close on: a specialized AI vulnerability patching service built on top of GPT 5.5 Cyber, targeted at mid-market software companies that can't afford a full security engineering team. White label it to regional managed service providers. charge on a per-fix or subscription basis, and ride the wave of this new model category before the big players build their own wrappers. The timing is perfect. The model just launched. The market is enormous, and most mid-market companies have zero automated vulnerability remediation today. That's your morning AI briefing for June 24th. Stay sharp, and we'll see you tomorrow.